Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven Network listeners, this is yours truly, Lisa Marie, and I am excited to be with you again on this beautiful All Sons, All Daughters Day, and it's been a while since I've been with you. I think the last time I was on air was on the 9th, but today, the day of salvation, the day that the Lord has made, I truly hope that you are rejoicing and being glad in it. And I tell you, what a beautiful day, what an awesome day this is to be here with you on the Southern Seven Network, here on Lisa Marie's Rise, Bubbly, and Brunch. And I certainly hope that your quiver is full of praise, glory be to God, and that you're overflowing with the joy of the Lord. And I tell you, we are in it. It's here, the day of salvation, our Lord, our Savior. Every day is a day of worship. Every day is a day of praise, despite what you're going through, despite what you're seeing. It's a day to give thanks, amen, because God is good. Yes, he is. And on today's broadcast, glory be to God, I am coming to you to share with you and celebrate the Constitution. Yes, the signing of the Constitution that was signed this day in 1787. And I tell you, I would have been remiss if I have missed this broadcast. And I'm excited because everything that this day represents is indicative of what's happening right now in the spirit, right now, amen. And I tell you, when I don't come on the way I want to, a lot of times I'm like, oh God, you know, I feel like I'm behind. But I tell you, he said, don't worry about it. One day is 1,000, and 1,000 days is one day to the Lord. And so I tell you, he knows how to catch us up. Yes, he does. He knows how to put us right where we need to be. And I'm excited to be here with you to expound and celebrate this great day. Amen. Because truly, it represents heaven. Amen. And our democracy, our country, that which was established at that time, September 17, 1787, is indicative of, again, heaven. Amen. And I so celebrate our forefathers. I celebrate those who are in the now that are governing despite what is being said or manifested. It is the bride's job, amen, the church job, to pray, because the word of God says again that the government should be upon his shoulders. And one thing that I have come to understand about my God, our God, who's an awesome God, is that he can use whom he will. I mean, he's just funny like that. He's just awesome like that. He said, I chose the foolish things of the world, those things that despise, rejected, to bring to naught those things that are. Amen. So the mind of Christ, the mind of God, is not according to man. It's not according to the world. Amen. The Lord did some things that was so opposite of what logical, reasonable thinking would suggest. Amen. And I'm excited to know that. Amen. And to move in that. Amen. And I tell you, because that's how miracles happen. And in these last days, if you're going to see, if you're really, really, really going to see, the hand of God moving your life and the promises of God coming to life in your life. You got to be unorthodox. Amen. And I tell you, that declaration that I decreed at the beginning of the year is really screaming and it's speaking now. We have to allow the Lord to be unorthodox and how he moves for us. Amen. Because he's alive. Yes, he is. He's alive in the earth realm. He's alive in me. He's alive in you. And the thing I so love about governments and the heaven, the government of heaven, and the administration of heaven and the body of the Christ, the members of the body, the elect lady, amen, is that he has set us. He has truly set us in the body, not only according to his will, but how it has pleased him. And that I matter, you matter. Every member of the body matters. And so I thank the Lord for his teachings when he came and he rebuked the Pharisees and the Sadducees who had respect for persons, who thought just because someone had a name or because they kept the law that they were supposed to be notable, amen, or recognized, amen. And how the Lord brought a little child. He says, if you become as a little child, you can know why I see the kingdom of heaven. And that speaks to pride. Amen. That speaks to the sin of pride that man has. And pride is so dangerous because the Word of God says that when pride cometh, then cometh shame. Amen. Well, with a haughty spirit becomes a fall. And so he has declared by way of the Beatitudes in his teachings to the 12 apostles that the meek shall inherit the earth. And that meekness represents Father God's divine nature. Amen. How he thinks, how he feels. Yes, he's a God who's also been terrible, who to be feared above all gods, but he's also a God of love. And that's the God I know. Amen. And I'd rather be on that side of his personality than be in his wrath, which is why he gave us the remedy. He gave us the answer to appeasing him, amen, to be at peace with him. He gave his only begotten son. He sent Jesus, our Lord and Savior, willfully gave his life for us and became the sacrifice and paid the ransom, yes, to deliver us and save us from our sin. And so now we walk in the newness of life. And I'm excited about that. I really am. And so what I want to do is just quickly recap some of the things that I shared with you in previous broadcasts and as well as on my Facebook page, because it's really important for you to understand what's happening right now in the heavens. Again, as I share with you, and as the Word of God declares that Saint John declared that he saw the kingdom of heaven coming down from heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is not made with man's hands. Amen. It's manifested in the earth realm through our lifestyle, which comes through our morals, comes through our values. Amen. Which shapes our civilization, amen, which shapes our life, which has an impact on our neighborhoods and our families. Amen. Respecting one another, amen, respecting someone else's life and beliefs, even though you don't believe it, amen. Again, peace, and that's why he said on these two commandments hang the prophets and the law, love. Love fulfills the commandments, and love, which has the power to change things, which we can clearly have seen through the storms that have occurred in the earth realm. It changes things, amen, and it's a force that will always come forth and manifest despite tragedy, amen. And in that love, hallelujah, thank you, Father God, in that love, new life is birthed, amen. And so I'm praising, thank God for restoration, revival, renewal, amen, and simply new life, amen, because as a pioneer and as a birther, that's what I believe and that's what I live, is to help bring restoration and revival and birth new life. And the new year according to the Levitical calendar, 5778 represents new beginnings. And as I shared with you in the last broadcast, that as the Word of God says that you can't put old wine in new bottles. Amen. You can't put an old cloth on a new garment. You get a rent. Amen. If you put old wine in new bottles, they'll burst. And so the reason why we see a lot of this, a lot of outbursts and a lot of things that's happening is because we need a new thing. I'm not saying we cast away and forget the things of old, you know, because our forefathers and our mothers and those who have raised us and trained us to live a respectful, holy life, it's important. That's our foundation, amen. But being this generation, being this people, our worship should be and our purpose should be advancing that, amen, bringing forth fruit, amen, worthy of repentance, worthy of his praise, amen, and also fruit that will remain, amen. He said, I pray that your fruit will remain, and so fruit is what's needed, and that fruit will always bring forth our harvest. And again, that fruit comes from knowing Father God. Amen. Knowing Him. And in my last broadcast, I shared with you how important it was for us to understand communication, because as we see the new heavens and a new earth manifest by new covenants, because that's how it's manifested in the earth realm. It's manifested by new covenants, by new agreements, by new ownership, by transference. Amen. That is how dominions are established. And one thing that I love about the heavens and the earth that's being done on earth is according to His will is that it always mirrors God's design, which is the church. Amen. And that starts with family. Amen. It starts with family. And these new covenants and agreements and new ownerships that's manifested according to what governs it. Amen. Everything that we build, everything that we have covenant with, agreements with, comes with laws and rules. And it is staying within those laws and rules that we are able to see peace. Amen. And that's been the demise of man and the danger of man-made rules. Amen. Things that are being scribed and things that are being imposed upon people that is no law. Amen. And that's what the Word of God said. Against such there is no law. There is no law in love. Amen. If you're operating in love, it governs itself. And so that's one of the things that I have been praying about as we see this new dominion manifesting, which represents what? Civilization. Glory be to God. And I tell you, one of the things that I love about this country and this country is the nations. The nations. And I looked up some scriptures to share with you. And one in particular I'm going to read, and that's from Revelation 7, chapter the 9th verse, because one of the things that the Lord said is that when Christ died for us, amen, when our Blessed Mother gave her only begotten Son, and she said yes to the Lord, and she redeemed our soul, amen, in the new garden. He said all nations and tongues shall be blessed. And that's representative of heaven, amen. We are a vast people. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. And so Revelation the 7th chapter speaks of this great multitude. Amen, which no man could number, amen, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, amen. Psalms in their hands. And he cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, seated upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I wanted to read that because that's what he's saying, that all nations shall come before him and worship him. Amen. And again, love has no color. It just doesn't. Yes, there's some things that needs to be addressed in the earth realm as it relates to our civilization. But those things should be addressed accordingly to the Word of God. Amen. And should be dressed according to your consciousness, if you have one. Amen. Because if your conscience be burned up, you'll do anything. And those who profess the Lord or confess the Lord, if you're doing contrary to the Word of God, and you remain in disobedience to the Lord, amen, and to His Word, which we're supposed to be in submission to, which should be the authority of our life, being grown people, being adults, having free will, then that's woe to you. Amen. As the Word of God says, not the hearers are just before God, but the doers. Amen. So I wanted to read that because he was saying to me that we all shall appear before the judgment throne of Christ, all of us. And he knows those he has sealed. Amen. As verse 8 says, of the tribe of Zebulun, which were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. He knows those that are his. Amen. And this is the time of his sealing. Amen. He's sealing some things. Every dispensation of grace, every new season, every turn of the calendar. Amen. He knows what mandates he has for us. He knows how he's going to lead and guide us. And that's why it's so important for us to be on the path and stay on the path of righteousness. Amen. As he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And he leaded us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. So I had to say that because there's a lot of alterations going on. There are a lot of different voices in the world. And the only righteousness that matters is his righteousness. Amen. And he's our justifier. He's the lift of our head. He is what? Our mediator, as I shared with you in the last broadcast. And understand that he's the mediator of our covenant. He is the chief apostle, amen, that establishes his word in our hearts, amen, who establishes our testimony, amen. We must make sure that we are staying submitted to our relationship with him by way of him being our friend, being our father, amen. And that's why the Lord talks about us abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. One of the other things that the Lord really was beginning to speak to me about, this new dominion that I see happening right where I live at. Because, again, God is working with you. Amen. I just tell people that all the time. And that's my declaration and how the Lord has brought me up and how the Lord has brought me forth. He said, yes, I'm using you. I want to use you. I can use you. Amen. And it's just really getting before the Lord and letting him show you and reveal to you how he wants to use you as that sharp threshing instrument. Amen. How he can use you to plow through. Amen. How he can use you to break up the fallow ground. Amen. How he can use you to be the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the past for man to dwell in. Amen. How we can be his witnesses. Amen. And share our testimony on how he brought us through. Amen. And that true testimony, it's a thing that gives us power to overcome. Amen. And truly, I often share my testimony about things that he's brought me through. Amen. Because in sharing that testimony on how he did it, those who are listening, those who are receiving from Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, those who are receiving from my witness and my relationship with the Lord can see and hear how he's moved in my life. Amen. And got me from point A to point B. Amen, because it's in the how he did it. Amen, that's why it's important to make sure that you let God give you victory. Amen, it's why it's important for you to let the Holy Spirit hide you, cover you. It's important to let the Lord show you how to war in any given season and what weapons to use in any season so that you can get victory. Because, again, at the end of the day, he wants glory. Amen, we want the kingdom of heaven to be manifested on earth. We want his power. Amen. We want his authority to be seen. And that's one thing I'm very, very careful about is not sure that the devil ain't get no glory or trying to capitalize off of what God has given me, because that's all the devil wants. Amen. And his minions and his cohorts is some glory. And they get none here. None. Jesus. And that's what the devil wants. He wants to distract us. He wants to try to get on our page and use authority over us. And that comes from the form of man. Amen. And rules. And as I say, I'm grown. Amen. And anybody that will disrespect or disregard your free will, amen, or try to impose things upon you against your will, that not only is not God, it's inhumane, amen, because as human beings, outside of all spiritual stuff, we have a right to choose and worship what we want, good or bad. You know, I'm not the judge, amen. He is the judge, amen. So our job is to pray, amen, and pray for the souls of those who are lost or blinded, amen, by the son of perdition, amen, by the God of this world, amen, who's blinded their eyes so they won't hear me, won't hear you, because the word of God says, what, how can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach? Glory be to God, lest they be sent. So I'm glad to be sent today and to be here to declare to you the reign of Christ, amen, and the newness of life, amen. Now, one of the things that he said that's really going to be happening in the new dominion that's happening right now, because as you can see, it's manifesting right where you live at. God is the God of the universe, and the universe is going to always align with the bride. Amen. The universe is going to always obey the voice of the bride, obey the voice of the bridegroom. Amen. And our decrees. Now, who is the bride? Just to be elementary for a minute, it is the elect lady. Amen. We have our positioning. I have positioning, my spiritual, heavenly positioning, my earthly position by my election. Amen. He has elected me. That election is by anointing, predestination. Amen. In the heavens, from my mother's womb. Amen. Before I was brought forth, he knew me. He knew you. Before Jesus was brought forth in the fullness of child. Fullness of time. He was born of a woman. Amen. So the Lord knows our beginning from our end. Amen. And that's why it's so important to understand that you must be filled with the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. You must know that the power of God, the Ruach of God, the Spirit of God is alive in the earth realm. Amen. And it's important for you, to have a personal relationship with the Lord, that you may be able to see his presence move. Amen. And not only have a relationship with him, but make sure that you're connected with people who are serving the true living God in the spirit of truth, in the spirit of holiness, and is manifesting the dominant power of God within their life. By what? Holiness. Amen. Not by rubbing elbows and trying to join up with certain people in particular, you know, thinking that, you know, that's going to, no, it's okay to be passionate about causes and joining certain organizations, and but make sure it's for the right reason, amen? And Jesus was the greatest diplomat there was, amen? He knew how, his coming knew how to bring people together, and that's what our charge is as an apostolic people, amen, to stand in the gap, to be the effectual doors. Amen. Where men come by and receive salvation. Amen. Now, one of the things that I so love about what he's saying about this new dominion, he said it is the supreme powers that govern heaven and earth. Amen. He said these supreme powers, amen, and the powers that be, let me say that again, the powers that be, all powers that be are ordained of God. Again, God, Elion, Elohim, Jehovah, Rapha, Nisi, amen, has all supreme authority, amen. And again, he just want to make sure that we are the flat board, amen. We are the flat bread that has laid down his life so he can put the chess pieces upon us and build upon us so he can move us as he sees fit. Amen. And I'm sharing that analogy with you because that's what he showed me last night as I was in prayer. He said, daughter, I want my people to be a flat board, like you play chess, you know, be flat. And I'm going to move you, and I'm going to situate people, and
I'm going to put people in place according to my will, save or unsave, amen, to accomplish my will. And so you really have to really be submitted to God and really truly love God and respect God to know that he can use you. He can use me in however way he will, amen. And so that supreme power that is governed in heaven and earth is invested in me and in you. Amen. It's invested in our talents. It's invested in our gifts. Amen. It is invested in what he gave your hands to do. Amen. That which he's given you ownership of. Amen. How you govern that. Amen. How you govern that. And he'll show you how to do that. Amen. And you have to go to God with that because, you know, going to man and trying to depend upon man to show you how to govern what he gave you is going to be a woe. There's a whole lot of wolves, sheep clothing, and a whole lot of people who want to try to influence you and what God gave you. Amen. And that, I'm really militant about that when it comes to what God has given me. I don't need you to tell me anything. I read the books, and I will choose and glean from whom he tells me to glean, amen, in order to govern the reins, to navigate the terrains, amen, on what he's given me, amen. That's the ability that we're supposed to have as being mature, amen, and being leaders, amen. So I just wanted to say that. Another thing that he said to me that has a lot of power, glory be to God, it has a lot of power in establishing the new dominion, amen, is the power of signature. The power of signature. Once you sign your name to anything, that establishes, amen, the agreement, the covenant, the contract. Amen. And as I often say, it's in the fine, amen, that you have to know how that covenant, that agreement is going to be enforced, amen, and governed, amen. And how they're going to, how we govern that, amen. And so is it really important for you to, if you already know how a thing is supposed to go, to just let that lead you and guide you, amen. It's the problem with man is they try to reinvent the wheel, amen, or they try to add another law to what has already been written, or they try to rewrite or redo. Amen. So he said the power of signature is really important, and that's why he talked to me about the seals. Amen. Because whatever God does, he seals it. He anoints it. Amen. Another thing that I'm blessing God for in celebrating this time in history is his banner. His banner over us is love. Amen. He has invited us to come and dine with us, amen, as in the Song of Solomon, as we celebrate the Song of Solomon in this awesome, beautiful month of new beginnings, where the bride, in the wooing of the person that Solomon was wooing, she said that he brought me to the banquet house, amen, and that's what the Lord is extending to you today, an invitation to come and sit at his table, to dine with him, so that you can have right, amen, to the tree of life, amen. And when he spoke to me about his banner, that represents his covering, amen. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm covered by his blood. I'm covered by his word. Amen. And in the earth realm, what's represented of his covenant with us is flags. Amen. The flag that represents his great country. And I'm blessing God for the flagships. The flagships, amen, that must pass through different portals, different chambers in the heavens and in the earth that transport, that speak and establish the word of God. And that's why he said that that it's important for you to know that you receive it from the top. Receive it from the top. I'm not a bottom feeder. Amen. He said he ripped the veil from the top that we may have access and we may go in. Amen. And so it's really important that you make sure that you're hearing from God from the holy place of the holies of holies. Not repeating what you hear somebody else say, but hearing the word of the Lord to you. Amen. That's spoken from you to you by way of your prayers and travailing and being in the word of God. And he was saying that that's why he ripped the veil from the top, that we may be able to go in and out. Amen. And how you have to really be careful of things in the earth realm and people in the earth realm that will try to obscure or block that hearing. Amen. That access, which is a bunch of nonsense if it's not of God, if it's not according to righteousness. Amen. And peace is going to produce life. Amen. Another thing that I'm blessing and praising God for this day in the sign of the Constitution is that, again, it's designed to celebrate all Americans, amen, who are now under that banner and that flagship, amen. And I'm praising and thanking God for those 55 delegates, again, that were appointed. Amen. And their signing of the Constitution, which established established our independence and what should govern our nation. Amen. Which often changes. Amen. New rules, new laws are written every day and are needed to adjust for the times that we live in. Amen. And one of the things that I love about and observing this day is where it was signed. Amen. It was signed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania's Independence Hall. Amen. And those things that was established and signed was established for what? Our independence. Amen. Our independence. And our independence is birthed from our spiritual independence and liberty. And that's why I spoke about the bond woman and the free woman. Amen. And it's important to know those who are spiritually liberated. Amen. Walking in liberation by what? Truth. Amen. The truth of God's word. Amen. And so, as I celebrate this day and really, really, really continue to bless the Lord for what he is saying to his church as we move into this new year, is that he's going to lead and guide you into all truth, and that that perfect, shall I say, a more perfect union, the more perfect union that he's establishing by way of those who are of the household of faith, those who have faith and operate out of faith, amen, that more perfect union is coming together now, amen. And that's why the word of God says that we are jointly fit together. And that's why it's important for you now more than ever to strengthen your resolve in your faith system, in your faith belief, in your morals and your values, and be absolute and resolute in them. Amen. And that does not, it's not manifested by debate, amen, of someone else or with someone else. It's how you govern your covenant. It's how you manifest your covenant and how you what? Behave yourself, which is based upon what? Our communication. Amen. Our thoughts, the intent of the heart. Amen. And so in closing, I just want to leave you with what the Lord was sharing with me and understanding that that we all that were called and espoused to Christ, amen, who accepted Christ, were called to be a part of one man, Amen. One man, and that man is Christ Jesus. Amen. And that one man is according to the sacrifice. It's according to the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Amen. That is the way, amen, that he chose to redeem us, is by the death, the burial, and the resurrection, one which we should be experiencing every day in our life. Amen. Something should be dying. Some should be buried. Some should be resurrected. It's a fine dance. Yes, it is. It's a wonderful dance. And I'm excited about your life. I'm excited about what the Lord is saying and doing in your life and in my life and our life together as we join our hearts, amen, and keep our hearts pure, amen. And I pray that whatever the Lord has assigned you to do, amen, I pray you govern that, amen, that you're taking the reins and you are making him proud, amen, by your stewardship, amen, and that you will not be foolish but continue to be wise. And whatever you do, I pray it bring forth life, amen, and it bring forth love. Amen. So I bid you peace, blessings, and love. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I will definitely be back with you on next week, this week, with more of the celebration of the Bride Queen. Glory be to God. Again, wishing everyone a happy birthday. I'll be celebrating the birthday this week. And truly, greater is he in you than he that is in the world. Peace, blessings, and much love.